tonight. And Coach Brian Lynn's now joining us. And Coach, you guys got off to a start last week there in a Great Bend. How do you feel like you guys ran overall? Serenity Larson, who we'll hear from in just a little bit ago, took first overall. But how do you feel like as a team, you guys ran?
I felt we really ran well as a team. We competed well. You know, as you just mentioned, Serenity won the meet individually. And we've got a couple of girls new to the program that stepped up, and I think they're really going to help us. We ended up finishing second as a team. We were behind Great Bend, and Great Bend is going to be a contender for the 5A state championship this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They had five out of the top six behind Serenity.
Yes, yes. And I believe three of those are freshmen.
Yeah.
So they're going to be good for a while. But, you know, they're impressive, and we ran well, and we hope to close the gap with them by the end of the season and see what happens.
I know I talked to you before your first meet there in Great Bend last week, and you said you were pretty confident. You felt good going into that Great Bend meet. How do you feel like, you know, the team has really grown? I know it's early in the season, but I'm sure you've seen a lot of improvements from the first practice till now.
Oh, yeah, we really have, and we've got our middle group is really improving. Those that are the lower varsity, higher JV, we're seeing quite a bit of growth in them right at this moment. We had a workout yesterday that, you know, when I go through and look at the numbers and what their times were, just I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm.
I know you were showing me pictures earlier. You guys had a theme practice. Go ahead and talk a little about bringing the theme practices out.
Well, a few years ago, just something for fun, I was like, you know, on easy days, how can we add some fun to it? And we started doing theme days. I know we started it with a 70s day and wasn't sure how it would work out. But, you know, I remember talking to somebody before I headed to practice. And I go, we may have two or three girls do this. I don't know how it's going to work. And I got there and the entire team was doing it, and not only were they doing it, but they went overboard with what they did. And so, you know, I'm trying to once a week, once every other week, do some kind of theme day just to add some excitement. And you know, the girls, I was just talking to them about it, and they did a sister day today, which we have sister groups. And so they got with their sister group, decided how they wanted to dress, and right quick after school before practice started, we've got groups, I guess, that were doing their hair, so they had their hair done the same. They got one girl that I've never seen in pigtails to wear pigtails, and she wouldn't have done it otherwise, but she'll do it for the team, she'll do it for the group, and they had so much fun with it. So, you know, as long as it doesn't interfere with what we're doing, to me, if it adds some fun to the workouts and keeps them excited about what we're doing, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's something you mentioned there, fun. That really stands out to me, because running at some points cannot be fun because, you know, the heat or just the distance or whatever. So I'm sure, you know, looking at what you put out there, like anytime you guys can have a chance to have fun at practice, you're going to go ahead and do so, or on the bus rides or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and hey, I'll be the first to tell you, distance runners are a little odd, and anyone that tells you different, they're lying to you or they don't know distance runners, but because we do enjoy running. But you're right, in the heat and stuff, there are times that it's not real fun. And when we're doing a hard workout, we did repeat 800s yesterday. No, that's not fun. You get a great sense of satisfaction when it's over, but while you're doing it, it's not fun. So when you can add in some kind of fun to what you're doing that does not compromise getting done the work you need to get done, we go for it.
I talked to Coach Buck Bulmer about this. Are you guys looking forward to going down to Texas on Saturday, because you're going to be seeing so much different competition than what you'll see up here in Kansas?
You know, we started going to Perryton on the girls' side, I believe about 2005, somewhere in there. And to me, there's nothing special about the course. But the kids keep saying, we want to go back. I don't know whether they want to go back because the course, where they want to go back because we see people we don't see otherwise, where they want to go back because it's just cool that to be able to say we went to Texas, even though Wichita's farther away. But for me, it goes back to what we were saying about the fun. When the kids keep telling me, Coach, we want to go to that meet, it's easier to get the kids up if they're wanting to do it than anything else. And if I'm taking them to a place that they want to go, they're excited about it and they're going to perform better. Mm-hmm.
Who has maybe stood out to you the most? Who has improved the most from last year to now?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot there.
You can say a group of them if you want.
Well, off the top of my head, Camilla Castanon is much improved over last year. Antonio, Pablo. There are several. And like I said, probably several of the newcomers that have never, you know, we got Aureli Gamez. I've tried to get her out for 3 years now. She finally came out as a senior. And suddenly this week at practice, I'm seeing a whole different kid. Wow. And she was our sixth or seventh runner maybe last week. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing she's figuring out what we're doing. Yep. And it's going to come around. And then we got a couple of other young ones that just, they're going to come on. They're going to be good.
How nice was it to see the rest of the WAC there last week in Great Bend? Obviously, you mentioned Great Bend, you know, kind of just taking it, running away with it. But Hayes was there. Garden City was there. Was that, you know, maybe nice to see everybody else and kind of see what they've maybe got this early in the season, or does it really not matter too much right now?
Well, it was nice to see. We're not as close to Great Bend as I expected, but Hayes isn't as close to us as I expected. And I know Hayes they'll turn it up, and I don't know whether it had anything to do with it. Their coach was out with COVID right before then. He came back to practice the day before, and like I told him, sometimes you've got great assistants that can step in, but does the great assistant, since they're an assistant, really get on the kid and get the intensity out in practice that you sometimes need? And he goes, I think that might be the case, because he's got two assistants that are wonderful assistants, wonderful people. I don't know that they can crack the whip like he can when necessary.
All right, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Enjoy that trip down to Texas on Saturday. Good luck there and the rest of the season as well.
All right, thank you.